A word for you from James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If the devil is not fleeing from us, then either we are not submitting to God, or we are not resisting the devil, or both. Greater is he who is in us than him who is in the world. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The only reason why the devil is so often winning is because the church is so seldom fighting. You can have the very best soccer team, but if they're not on the field at the time of the match, they lose. The only hope for this lost world is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God has entrusted this mission to the church. God's plan is for Christians to be his freedom fighters in a sin-enslaved world. As God's guerrillas, Christians need to be undermining Satan's forces, the false religious cults and sects, communism, secular humanism, and the occult. The whole church needs to be involved in this war of liberation to free the whole world from the devil's deceptions and the snares of Satan. Just as Jesus Christ has commanded Christians to be light to the world, radiating God's love to those trapped in the darkness of sin, addicted and enslaved, so the enemy continually seeks to dim, divert, or destroy that influence. But most in the church seem to prefer to retreat into our barracks to sing battle songs rather than follow our commanding officer into the fields of battle. We teach about our wonderful weapons, prayer and the word, but they're seldom used. We praise our commanding officer, but we do not obey him. We know he commands us to attack, but we choose to consolidate. He says, move forward, but we decide to dig in. He leads us into battle, but we stay at home and watch TV and read romance novels, play Mixit or video games. The enemy has tricked many into the ambush of pride. Thousands have triggered the landmines of lust. Others have been discouraged by the bombardment of criticism and criticism. Many have retreated before the poison gas of gossip. The booby traps of bitterness have crippled the critical. Those who straggled behind the units have found themselves captured by the diversions of the world. Propaganda has led some to surrender to the army of unbelief. We are in a spiritual world war, and the fight is to proclaim the gospel to the millions living under communist oppression, to smuggle Bibles to those living under severe persecution, to save the lives of the millions trapped in satanic deceptions and false religious cults and sects, to free the drug addicts, to liberate the alcoholics. The church must reach everyone in this needy world with the powerful love and liberty of Jesus Christ. And our primary targets must include the seemingly impenetrable Muslim communist areas. These strongholds must be reached for Christ no matter what the cost. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Submit to God, resist the devil.